This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 158 for Thursday, November 23rd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was sharply lower in thin trade Thursday, with a lack of liquidity exaggerating the move. Prices down $11 to $13, January down $11.80 at $697.90 per ton. Markets in the U.S. were closed today for Thanksgiving and will only open reduced hours tomorrow. Yesterday's close below the 50-day moving average in the January canola contract was bearish from a chart standpoint, and that encouraged more speculative selling today. The contract fell below both the psychological $700 per ton level and its 20-day moving average. Losses in crude oil contributed to the selling pressure, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures both lower. U.S. markets will reopen tomorrow morning for a shortened session. Soybeans were down sharply yesterday, with losses in crude oil and improving South American weather prospects behind some of that selling. The January contract trading at $13.56.5 per bushel yesterday. Malaysian palm oil was pressured lower today by declining demand from India and China, and that weakness will likely spill into soy oil when activity resumes. All eyes will also be on the weather in Brazil and Argentina, as hot and dry regions of Brazil are forecast to see some much-needed moisture, but other parts of the country have been excessively wet. Most analysts do continue to call for record soybean production out of Brazil this year, despite issues with seeding. Weekly export data for the U.S. will also be released on Friday. Corn futures held near unchanged yesterday. The December contract at 468 and three quarters. The more active March at 487 and three quarters. Today's losses in crude oil, as that market reacts to a delayed start to the next OPEC meeting, will likely be felt in corn given the grain's connection to ethanol production. Wheat futures were mixed yesterday. March spring wheat at 728 per bushel, Kansas City 624 and a quarter in the March contract, and Chicago soft wheat at 584 and a half per bushel in the March contract. Milling wheat futures in Europe were weaker today, nearing contract lows in many months as strength in the euro and export competition from the Black Sea region weighed on values. Russian wheat is reportedly trading for about $15 a ton cheaper than equivalent German grain. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, November 23rd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.